Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories,
your stories.
BFG,
Germany.
Barcelona.
Over 100 young people from Hona and Paderborn garrisons have recently taken part in an international youth football tournament in Spain. The BFG footballers, who headed to Barcelona for the Easter Bank holiday weekend, were among 25,000 children involved in the ComMIT tournament. Now back in base, I've been speaking to members of the Red and White Football Club from Hona and started by asking team coach Chris Moxham about the tournament.
ComMIT is an organisation that organises international football tournaments for the youth. We had 114 teams from 13 different nations. Altogether, we were on our bus 62, and in Paderborn, it was about 50.
Paderborn United joined forces with the Red and White Football Club to enter into the competition in what was British Forces Germany's debut appearance in the tournament. Covering over 1,000 miles from Hona to Barcelona, Chris said it was a long journey, but it added to the experience of the trip.
It was a very long journey, keeping them occupied, watching videos. They're absolutely brilliant. Considering it was a long journey, they're very patient, but they couldn't wait to get down there.
Once they arrived in the capital of Catalonia, there was no time for rest, as the boys and girls had a hectic schedule of games to play in the group stages. Chris Moxham.
Unfortunately, we didn't get through the group stages. We're playing a lot of Italians and Spanish teams. A lot of them from academies, and they've been doing it for years and years.
What the young players may have lacked in experience and ability, they certainly made up for in attitude and enthusiasm, all of which amounts to one very proud coach.
Considering some of those countries, they take it very, very seriously. And you could hear from the coaches, they were shouting down the field. They were taking it so serious. And our kids, even though they lost the game, they came off the field smiling. And that was the main thing.
Tired and emotional after what some of them described as a trip of a lifetime, the young sportsmen and women are still buzzing about their experience now they're back with their families.
Start off with, we were all really scared, we're shaking and everything, but then when we got used to it, we're like, it's easy. Although we didn't win, we didn't care.
It was good. I never imagined it. It just like came to me.
Tell me who the toughest opponents were. Which teams were the hardest to play?
The Spanish and the Italian.
And what were your highlights? What were the best bits of the trip?
Shopping.
Did you enjoy the football as
well?
Yeah,
definitely.
The trip couldn't have gone ahead without the support of parents, the garrisons, and of course, the players themselves. Here's Chris Moxham with a final word of thanks.
All the people here from Horner Garrison, Brigade, HSO's office, these are the people who made it possible for these children. Also to all the parents who helped raise money through football cards and other various activities. And obviously, a big thanks to the kids, because without these kids, this wouldn't have happened.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Hona.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.